For our last story this hour, I talked to someone kind of unpopular in some circles. It's nothing personal. It's because despite what Dan Beard has to say in Deadbeat Dams, and despite what the fluvial geomorphologists have to say about letting beavers get our rivers all messy, the state of Utah is planning on building a series of reservoirs on the Bear River in the coming years. I was actually really curious to talk to the person responsible for planning new dams in northern Utah, and a little bit nervous. The Bear River in northern Utah is like a bright star in Utah's uncertain water future. It's a big river, the largest river in the U.S. that doesn't reach the ocean. It contributes nearly 1 million acre feet of fresh water every year to the Great Salt Lake. And it's stayed relatively underdeveloped because we haven't really needed it. Some of its waters are used for agriculture in northern Utah, but a lot of it still reaches the Great Salt Lake, entering at the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge and providing the bulk of the fresh water in the lake. The population of Utah is projected to double by 2060, and state water managers have known for a long time that they would need to use the water from the Bear eventually. In the 1960s, the Bear River Compact divvied up the river's water between three states it flows through, Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. In 1991, the Bear River Development Act tasked the Utah Division of Water Resources with developing the infrastructure needed to start marketing the water, and they divvied up Utah's share of the Bear between the affected counties and water conservation districts. The Bear River Development Act essentially reserved 220,000 acre-feet per year for future Utahns. Now it's someone's job to figure out how to develop that water. Develop is a very broad term, but think of it this way. Someone has to figure out how to get 220,000 acre-feet, or 1 trillion gallons, out of the river and into people's homes each year. Think pipes and pipelines, reservoirs and dams. Think about keeping everybody happy. All in all, the project is expected to cost $1.5 billion. It sounds like a really hard job.
It's definitely interesting. There's just no silver bullet.
Marisa Egbert is the project manager for the Bear River Development Project. She's been working on the project for the Utah Division of Water Resources for several years, but she's quick to point out that this project isn't even really a project yet. It's a plan. Well, it's not even really a plan.
Right now, we're doing a feasibility study. We are looking into formulating and looking into a plan on how to potentially develop that water. Right now, the projections that we're seeing is that we start needing some of the water from the Bear River Development Project around 2035 or 2040. So we're 20 to 25 years out before a first drop of water would possibly be needed on this project.
The current feasibility study doesn't get into details about the impact of climate change, but Egbert is well aware of the fact that there are huge fluctuations in stream flow on the Bear. There have been historically, and there will be, in 2060 and beyond.
And that is part of where the reservoirs and the idea of the reservoirs helps in being able to manage some of that fluctuation in the stream flow.
The plan is not just for reservoirs. The three-pronged strategy for developing the Bear includes conservation, optimization, and expansion. Reservoirs and pipelines are considered expansion, and optimization entails fixing infrastructure and being innovative with what is already in place.
Conservation is a huge key in this process. And that is something that citizens in Utah, they've been doing a great job so far. Definitely that is something that has got to continue. Conservation's got to be a part of the Utah water users' ethic.
Dam is technically a three-letter word, but for a lot of people in northern Utah, their reaction would make more sense if it was four. I asked Egbert what she could say to calm people down who are really resistant or even afraid of the thought of damming the Bear.
Most Utahns rely on reservoirs. You know, with our climate and the way it is, when the water arrives is not necessarily when we need it. And if you think about a reservoir, you know, one way to look at it is it's a bank. There's times when things are plentiful and you can put some deposits into that bank. And then when things are dry, you can make some withdrawals out of that bank. There definitely are impacts that come from dams. But if you look at that as a bank, that is definitely a way to ensure the water supply for the future. We know the concerns that people have. You know, that's part of what we're trying to do in this study is trying to figure out the best plan and the best way to plan for this projected growth.
In some ways, nothing is set in stone, except for the Bear River Development Act, which is a law. But the project is already behind schedule, or at least the state is not where it thought it would be when the act was signed in 1991. Egbert says that conservation has had an impact on pushing the project back.
It'll definitely have an impact. We've already seen the project be pushed out. I can't say that the project would go away completely. That is not something we're seeing. Again, there's going to be growth even beyond a doubling of the population. There's just no silver bullet. There's no golden ticket.
Marisa Egbert, she's a project manager with the Utah Division of Water Resources. She's trying to figure out the best way to develop the Bear River in northern Utah as a source of water for a rapidly growing population. It's not an easy job. The Source comes from the studios of Utah Public Radio, a service of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences at Utah State University. I produce it with a lot of help from Ryan Cunningham. We get major support from iUtah. Our theme song was written and played so beautifully by Megan Simper. Special thanks to Source reporter Ross Chambliss and all of our guests, Dan Beard, Joe Wheaton, Kent Sorensen, Dan Miller, Elijah Portugal, and Marisa Egbert. There's a new episode of The Source every single month. The next one airs May 29th at 9 a.m. right here on Utah Public Radio. Listen to previous episodes at upr.org and find out what I'm working on by following me on Twitter. I'm at Year of Jen. The hashtag for the show is UPR Source. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thank you for listening.